So this kind of really showed that way in which insight and wisdom, that wisdom aspect of Buddhism, it's not about knowing things on a head level, on the rational intellectual level. We can know stuff on that level, but it doesn't mean that we know it on that deeper level. So with insight and wisdom, we're talking about a whole other level of knowing that is the intuitive, the kind of gut level of knowing. And so we have to find ways of allowing the kind of what we know in our heads, to allowing that to kind of come down much deeper into our being. Yeah, so the intellectual, knowing things on the intellectual level clearly isn't enough, because we know, we do know that everything changes, that nothing remains the same, that there's no aspect of our experience that isn't continually changing. I was thinking about rocks and cliffs and things like that, aspects of the earth element that seem so solid. So if we think about it, we know that they're not, you know, they are changing. There's some very, very subtle process of erosion going on, dependence on the elements, but it's very, very slow and it's hard to actually experience that. Then I was thinking, well, even those things that seem so solid, actually our experience of them, if you're talking about experience, our experience of them is continually changing like everything else. So if you say, if you're looking at a rock, a cliff face, you know, there's the light's changing the whole time, our consciousness, our awareness, our mind state, how we relate to that, how we see it, how we experience it, that's continually changing. So even those seemingly really substantial things, actually are in our experience, there's still continual change there. Which used to fascinate me with working with Butterfield, how living outside so much, and then you've got the weather changing the whole time, and yet, over and over again, I'd forget that the weather was going to change. It's like there'd be this kind of magical thinking, you know, it's really sunny and therefore I don't have to get my waterproofs out, or, you know, yeah, or forgetting that it's, you know, it's absolutely shooting it down. And, you know, that means all the tarpaulins are going to be wet and we're not going to be able to tap down for days. And it's like, actually, it might be bright sunshine the next day, and that somehow, you know, we don't know it on that deeper level, and therefore we don't behave in according to that knowing, that understanding, because it's still too much up here. And I was thinking, well, there's the weather, and then there's internal weather as well. There's our internal weather, our mind states, our emotions. And again, there's that tendency to think that how it is now is just how it is. And over again, we forget. So when we're really feeling joyful and connected, and we just think, that's, yes, I've arrived somehow, and how it ought to be, and this is going to... And then when we're in touch with suffering and struggling with difficult states, somehow there's this illusion that it's just, you know, that's how it is. Yeah, that's how it is. And we forget. And really, we have to, it seems to, that we have to just keep experiencing impermanence. Looking at impermanence in our own experience over and over for it to kind of go in. There's this writer, Daniel Ingram, I haven't actually got the complete quote, but he says something like, we have to look at impermanence and get it into our thick skulls. Look at it over and over and over and get it into our thick skulls, and then we'll be free. And it is something like that with the election, as we have to just experience it and let ourselves experience it. So, yeah.